for your support in my appointment to president of the 22nd meeting of states parties in 2025. It is a great honor for Japan to serve this convention as president, and I will do my utmost effort for the success of the 22nd MSP. I would like to express our delegation's sincere appreciation to His Excellency Ambassador Thomas Goebel for his eminent leadership and efforts throughout this year. I would also like to appreciate the outstanding work done by the ISU team in supporting states and members of the four committees in advancing the effective implementation of the convention. Let me congratulate His Excellency Mr. Lee Toi, Senior Minister and First Vice President of the Cambodia Mine Action and Victim Assistance Authority, on his assumption of the presidency of the Fifth Review Conference. I assure you of the full cooperation and support of the Japanese delegation for the success of the conference. Japan has been a staunch supporter of this convention and its core objective of banning anti-personnel mines and reducing the humanitarian suffering caused by their use. Despite various challenges, the convention has established a solid normative framework and has proven its effectiveness as a multilateral forum for the realization of the collective efforts and cooperation among all stakeholders. Japan remains fully committed to the implementation of the convention and continues its efforts to achieve a mine-free world. In the coming year, I would like to work closely with the Cambodian presidency, the ISU team, as well as all stakeholders to ensure the successful conclusion of the Fifth Review Conference and the adoption of a new action plan. I wish you all success with the meeting this week, and I very much look forward to meeting you all soon in Geneva. Thank you, Mr. President.